You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
the
Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
God moves us forward, not backwards. If you have a retrograde tendency to take one step forward and two steps back, that's not God. All God don't care if it's just one inch, but you're moving forward. And I just come against that retrograde tendency of taking one step forward and making New Year's resolutions and five steps back and wondering why we're in the same spot year after year, because we must make a decision to walk and move forward in God.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Am Courageous. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 through 9.
You don't have to be afraid of mental illness. I'm going to preserve your mind. I'm going to keep you from imploding. I'm going to keep you from becoming overwhelmed with circumstance. I'm going to keep you from having a point in your life we don't know what to do. You will not be dismayed by your enemies. You will not see a nation that's fortified like Jericho and say there's no way we can take it. You won't have this mental thing that keeps you up all night long. God says, I'm going to allow you to be able to rest in me. Hallelujah. And everything that stands before you will crumble at the bidding of the Lord, because I'm putting courage on the inside of you. Glory to God. So I come against the fear of man and abandonment and being left alone and the fear of the unknown. And I come against ignorance in Jesus' name. Replace it with the knowledge of his law. I come against failure, the fear of failure. And I come against poverty in the name of Jesus. And I come against mental setbacks. I decree and declare that your bandwidth will stay thick as you pursue the things of God. You will not be overwhelmed in Jesus' name. You're going to rise up in the mighty name of Jesus. You will accomplish everything God placed in your hand to do. You will see it, hallelujah, and live in it in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. I prophesy to your future. I call it bright in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to your future. I call it secure in the name of Jesus. I come against your fear of being abandoned. God's got your back. He's not going to let you be alone all of the days of your life. He's going to pull you in. He's going to pull support around you. He's going to make sure you have everything you need. You don't have to be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies during the day. God is your refuge and your strength, and the very present help in the time of trouble. You don't need to fear, girl. Though the earth is removed and mountains are carried in the midst of the sea, though waters roar in the trouble, and though mountains shake in the swellings thereof, there is a river flowing in your life. There's a current underneath your feet. God is not going to leave you all alone. He's already provided. He's already made a way out of no way. He's already secured your future. Step into what God has called you to. This is your season. Oh my God. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but God told me to tell you he's got it. Say, I am courageous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, I am courageous. Hallelujah. Have you ever wished you had the audacity, the words to speak truth to power, or to call out a situation before it reached critical mass? Some people can see things going, but they won't say nothing. And when it happens, they like to say, I saw it. But God wants courage to come up in you. I had people to come to me and say, I had a dream that you got in a car wreck. and I saw a casket. What did you do with the dream? Well, I just, and you bring that to me without a solution? Did you pray and say, God, no? Did you say, Lord, no, not him or anybody in his family? Did you stand in the gap and say, Lord, I don't want to see it happen? Or did you see it happen and you stood there as a spectator? Did you have courage enough to pray about it? I got all kind of people want to talk about what they see, what they don't like, what they feel, and it means nothing if you don't have courage to speak about it before it happens. Have you ever wanted the audacity to stand in the midst of something and speak truth to power to avoid a catastrophe? Oh my God. Or have you ever wished that you could help make a change? Have you ever wished that you can get involved so you can change it for the better? That's what this message is all about. It's to the one that spectate. You're looking at the situation pass by, but you're so into self you won't say nothing. Or if everybody is worshiping, it's hard for you to clap or to lift up hands, to have enough courage to say, God, I surrender. I want to speak to you, because if you can ever get on board with courage, the church will shift. I believe one can chase 1,000, so I got enough courage for 1,000. But if two of us could come together, it moves from 2,000 to 10,000. I want to speak to the 10,000 that's not here. Glory to God. The capacity of us coming together in courage. I want to speak to Palestine spiritually. As Joshua came from the south, God gave him enough courage to conquer the land, even though it's tested now in Gaza. God gave Abraham that land, and Joshua secured it. Just like there's a land for the church. And he raised me up to secure it. And he's given me an army of people, desert babies, that he wants to rise up. And he wants you to have courage to get the job done. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Yes, there's fear. I don't know, God, if they're going to go with it. I don't know if they're going to catch the vision. I don't know if they're caught up in the vision. I don't know if the serpent that bit them still have venom in their veins. But all I know, if you can raise them up, God, and allow them to get some courage inside of them, we may be able to take the land for Jesus. We may be able to expand the kingdom of God around the region if courage would come into the hearts of the people. Glory to God. So I come against the coward and I raise up the courage in the name of Jesus. You will not shrink anymore when it comes to God, but I will rise up to the challenge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Write it in your notes. No one is fearless. We're standing in the center of history in our past and history in the making in our future. We're right in the middle, stuck in the middle of history and history in the making. And no one is fearless. That means there is no fear. But there's some of us that won't allow fear to dictate policy. Glory to God. Many of us allow fear to tell us what's possible. No, fear is not my teacher. Say that with me. Fear is not my teacher. Fear should not instruct us. Amen. Fear should not instruct us. We should have caution. That's why wisdom is in the midst of us. Where is she? She's in the concourse. She's along the streets. Every time you get to an intersection, she's speaking to you. You didn't see that light? It was green. Now it turned yellow. What does it say? Caution. You won't hear a siren, at least not now. If you listen to her, you're going to not try to beat it all of the time. You'll slow down and come to a halt. So you can step, when the red light comes on, you won't have a challenge. Because you didn't see the woman with the baby carriage that's deaf. And she couldn't hear, and she pushed that baby right in front of you. And all you had to do is slow down and listen and remain cautious, not fearless, but cautious as you go through the light, and wisdom will guide you. Thank you, Lord. Some people say, I have no fear, and you're just running lights with no wisdom. Glory to God. But wisdom is my guide, and she is the principal thing. And she will not be comforted. She doesn't look like somebody that's beautiful sitting on the throne. She looks like a plain person in a black gown. But she's standing in the midst of you saying, how long will you simple ones love simplicity? How long are you going to be caught up in the midst of that, standing in the middle? You got history behind you. You can't change it. But there's a future for you. When are you going to allow yourself to be aroused and step into your future, not being fearless, but courageous? Thank you, Lord. No one is fearless. No one. But even though I am not fearless, I am courageous. That will do for me real nicely. Because I am courageous. This is what I need. I'm not afraid of the future, though I don't know what tomorrow holds. But if I can get a word from the Lord on anything, my fear goes down to 0. Thank you, Lord. You may say, why does he wait? Well, I need to see the pillar. And I need to hear his voice before I start making movements. Because I didn't come down here on my own. And I refuse to allow myself to be like Solomon. Give me wisdom and I'll handle it from here. Thank you, Lord. Like many of you, give me the job. Give me what I need. And then I got it now. What we need to do is say, God, you brought me here. You did it. You orchestrated it. Now give me discernment and how I need to move from this place. Solomon said, give me wisdom. Give me education. Give me a degree. Make sure I have what I need. And I got it from here. He stopped praying. When he first took the throne, the scripture says he went up to Gibeon and said to the Lord, God, give me wisdom in how to handle this people. And God says, because you didn't ask for silver or gold, not only am I going to give you wisdom, but no man before you has ever had the riches that I'm going to add to you. And once Solomon was secure and he built the temple, when he built his palace, he gave six steps to his throne. Ooh, Jesus. What is the number 6? The number of man. He knew that. Thank you, Lord. Yet he created 6 steps to his throne. In other words, God, you got your spot, but this one's mine. And some of us are doing the same thing. God, you got yours, and I'll make sure you have what you need. I'll even tithe, but this one is mine. Glory to God. And those 6 steps became his downfall. It should have been 7 steps, Solomon. Just one more. Just add one more. You know better. You know better, Solomon. He gave you wisdom. He knew how plant the life worked. He knew how the animal kingdom worked. He could actually tell you about stars. He knew how medicine worked. He knew how plants could grow through cracks. He knew what was going on. He knew the power of the hyssop branch. He knew proverbs and everything about humanity and sociology. And you know that 6 is the number of man because he created the man on the 6th day. Yet you put 6 steps on your throne. It looks very nonchalant to the people around us, but God had me to magnify on the 6th. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Clark, don't create a throne for yourself. Ooh, Jesus. There ain't no throne. There ain't no throne for you. Make sure I sit on the throne. Glory to God. And if you make sure I sit on the throne, I'll make sure you have a place. Yeah. Glory to God. And I want to say to you, make sure God is on the throne. Put him on the throne of your heart and let him guide you in this season. And he'll make sure you always have a place. Oh, Jesus, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give him a praise. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Whew, thank you, Jesus. For we all are courageous in many ways. Whether it is is facing a spider web, there's some people they want to tell folk what to do, but you see a spider, you run. Spiders and frogs can mess up a whole church. In our first church that we moved into in 1996-97, I was standing up, and it was a very small building, but it was a church facility. And when you open up the front door, you step right into the sanctuary, right? And I was standing up preaching, and all of a sudden I heard this lady in the back just started, I thought she was shouting and caught the Holy Ghost, you know, and she was stomping and just spinning. And I was like, whoa, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. That lady started spinning and screaming and moving chairs out of the way, but it didn't seem like Holy Ghost. And she picked up her skirt, and I was like, well, hold up. She picked up her skirt and started spinning. It was a lizard that had came in. She saw that lizard, and it scared her. I said, y'all trying to run men, and you can't handle a lizard? God, man. Don't raise your voice at me. Some people are afraid of their child. They're afraid of their child abandoning them, so they do things to keep the relationship right. Some people are brave mummies. No voice. No voice at all, just mummified, petrified. Be brave, yes, but watch what you're facing. Facing your future, you got to come out of that. Don't have an idea what's going to happen tomorrow, but I'm courageous. God is working out the end from the beginning. All he wants is courage to rise up in you. I don't have to worry about my future if I'm in his hands. And I can plan, but I need to know he's a part of the plan. You have the capacity to be courageous. You can learn more about it if you would just wish you could. Write it down. Allow courage to arise. Allow courage to arise. God wants you to have an unshakable confidence to move. I'm not talking about moving out of a city, but to make movement, in other words, to make steps. I was preaching about the driven. In Mark chapter 1, Jesus is driven into the wilderness. The actual Greek there is driven forth. God moves us forward, not backwards. If you have a retrograde tendency to take one step forward and two steps back, that's not God. God don't care if it's just 1 inch, but you're moving forward. And I just come against that retrograde tendency of taking one step forward and making New Year's resolutions and 5 steps back and wondering why we're in the same spot year after year, because we must make a decision to walk and move forward in God. And it takes an unshakable confidence to do that, to move forward. That's not to say there's no shaking, but my confidence is unshakable. Yes, there's a shaking around me, but I remain confident. God wants you to act courageously. To act courageously. Even if courage isn't there, stand still. Don't move back. Act courageously, even when you don't feel courageous. To act courageously. Just stand still. People can't tell the difference until courage comes. Always act to do what God has called you to do, even in spite of fear, because none of us are fearless. But fear does not dictate. Write it down. Always choose the rock option. Always choose the rock option. What do you mean, R-O-C-K option? Choose to be a pillar. Choose to be strong, the rock option. Choose to be sturdy. Choose to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Inasmuch as you know your labor is not in vain. Choose the rock option. When you're going through your menu, anytime you see rock, choose it. Stop going for sand and people that agree with you and people that like what you like only. Get with somebody that's sturdy. Get somebody in your cell phone that's not going to smile at your stuff. Get with somebody that's going to tell you you need to shift or you got an attitude problem. An attitude is never sturdy. It's like the sands on the seashore or waves. Sometimes they're up and sometimes they're down. Sometimes they're almost level. You finish it. Almost level to the ground. Glory to God. God is always up. That's how he works. Even though I am not fearless, I am courageous. I say it again, although I'm not fearless, but I know one thing, I am courageous. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 41 and 10. Isaiah 41 and 10. The scripture says, verse 10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Look at this. I will strengthen you and what? Help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. It is not the strength of God here that makes you strong. It is when he imputes righteousness to you. That means when you cannot measure up, he makes the difference. When you don't qualify, he imputes. Glory to God. When you're weak, he's made strong as you depend on him. Self-reliance will hinder this passage from becoming a part of your life. I don't need God. In other words, give me wisdom and I'll take it from here. You'll never see his righteous right hand impute righteousness to you. So you can overcome fear. For with fear comes torments. Perfect love will cast out fear. All fear. Thank you, Lord. As I move into the final leg of this message, I am courageous. There are several character traits that you need to embrace if you're going to be a person that can say truly, I am courageous. I declare and decree that God wants self-confidence, number one, to come to you. Notice it doesn't start with self-confidence. It starts with having an unshakable confidence in God. But the more you walk with him, you should become more self-confident. In that order. You need to trust and depend on God. And once you do that, believe in yourself. Thank you, Lord. God. And I want to come against the spirit of doubt that accompanies us as we travel toward our promised land. That is, again, no one is fearless, but doubt is a stage to unbelief. Fear, doubt, and unbelief. So if fear's here, God says gonna deal with fear, right? But we gotta deal with doubt for a moment because it clouds confidence. And then sin comes in when you just don't believe.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, I Am Courageous, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2312-1711. That's reference number 2312-1711.
Abbasar Inspired Men. Registration is still open for Lift 321, the 2024 Men's Advanced Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th. Scan the QR code in the lobby or check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event.
Women's Sunday School is still every Sunday at 10 a.m., so join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary. Ladies, beginning in January 2024, we will dive deeper into deliverance and spiritual warfare, conquer spiritual battles, and find freedom in Christ with our new book study, The Bondage Breaker, by Neil T. Anderson. Purchase your copy for $15 at the communication and promotion counter, and join us to discover the truths that set people free in Jesus. We extend a personal invitation to you, your friends, and your family to celebrate New Year's Eve with us on Sunday, December 31st. What better way to cross over into the year of divine order than by spending it praising and thanking God? Doors will open at 9 p.m. and the worship experience starts at 10 p.m. So come early to get your seat. We thank you for your continued generosity and for spending time with us today. Gather your family and friends and join us as we rejoice in God's greatness.